Essay, Consumer Conundrums, by Steve Ford. A peek at the economic news these days is a sure way to ruin your day. In Washington, U.S. President Obama and the Wall Street insiders he has marshaled to deal with the U.S. economic meltdown have turned a deaf ear to the sage advice of a number of distinguished economists. Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph Stiglitz is one the Obama administration has chosen to ignore. Professor Stiglitz, who had correctly predicted the economic collapse, says the people who put together Obama's plan are either in the pocket of the banks or they're incompetent. It's easy to say, well, that's America's problem. I'll just pop another Diet Hoppo shoe and turn the channel. The problem with that strategy is it ignores the fact that when the U.S. sneezes, Japan catches pneumonia. Not to worry. The Japanese government is on the job. The International Monetary Fund says Japan has put together a massive 15.4 trillion yen stimulus package. So far, the details are a bit sketchy. While we don't know much about the plan, one prediction looks like a good bet. The LDP-led government will eventually try to ram through an increase of the consumption tax of maybe 5% or so to pay for it. Ouch! A 5% price hike on almost everything we buy? That's some tough love. But if we look, we can find a small bonbon in this economic garbage bin. The government will be giving every resident of Japan 12,000 yen, with those under 18 or over 65 pocketing 20,000 yen. Some people say the plan is just a desperate attempt to prop up Prime Minister Taro Aso's flagging popularity and will provide little or no stimulus to the economy. If that's the case, I'd rather the Prime Minister just invite me out for a night of frolic at some of the pricey waterholes he frequents. Are you reading this, Mr. Aso? If a night on the town on the Prime Minister isn't in the cards, I'll just graciously accept the cash. I must admit, the thought of putting unearned money in my wallet does make my heart flutter. Heck, 12,000 yen is far more than I've ever won in the year-end lottery. Strangely, though, others don't seem to share my enthusiasm. In fact, each person I've asked to tell me their plan for their 12,000 yen windfall has shrugged their shoulders and replied something to the effect of, dunno. Perhaps some enterprising soul will make a fortune by opening a 12,000 yen store. Imagine a shop just like a 100 yen store, except filled with luxury goods, all priced at, you guessed it, 12,000 yen. As for me, it seems my stimulus funds are destined for something less exciting, like paying the rent or my government health insurance. What about you?